It's energy, it's fun. And so I look for that because, you know, it is very youth driven. And so part of that should be, it should be fun, it should be happening, it should be all those things.
That is emerging curator Suzanne Thomas describing what she thinks about when deciding which artist will be featured in Momentum, a semi-annual art show put on by OVAC, the Oklahoma Visual Arts Coalition.
What I look at is, I look for that work that I wouldn't say screams youth as much as just maybe a little cutting edge, maybe a little out there.
Thomas is an artist and art professor at Rose State College, and she works alongside head curator Juan William Chavez to choose which artists will be able to display at the event.
I guess basically what I do, because it is visual arts, I try to get a reaction. What is my initial reaction? And I think that's pretty fair of everything. What's my initial reaction? If I'm unsure, then I'm unsure. Then I go back and I look at it. You know, that's just the way I think you do about anything. It's your gut reaction. What is that initial, you only have one opportunity to make a first impression? I'm kind of using that when we're looking at artwork.
The show features artwork from over 70 different artists under 30, plus the three featured artists. The spotlight artists, as Momentum calls them, receive $2,000 honorariums to create their piece. Spotlight artist Randall Barnes describes his installation.
Making an installation that is a graffiti removal workshop, kind of as an ode to the craftsman's workshop, whether a carpenter or a blacksmith. And then on the backside of that is this brick facade that's going to be painted up with graffiti removal, which is commonly known as buffs. So there's all these buffs in different colors. And then I'm collaborating with a graffiti artist to tag up the walls, and throughout the exhibition I'm going to come through and paint over or buff the graffiti away. And this is on the exterior, and inside of this room in the workshop are tables where you'll find kind of the tools of graffiti removal, from paint rollers and paint sleeves and the sticks that you use to paint, along with multiple 5-gallon buckets and a cabinet with paint and rags and just different things that you would find involved in graffiti removal.
Barnes sees his artwork, and particularly this piece, as a way to give back to his community.
The overall message would just be kind of community engagement and involvement. Whether your community is cars or art, or maybe just the broader community in general, from volunteering and being just an active participant in bettering your community, bettering your art community, and just kind of bettering what you're in and not just kind of reaping the benefits or anything like that.
The creators of Momentum aim to give young artists an opportunity to be engaged in the art community and hope that participating in the event will give them experience and expose them to new audiences. One of last year's spotlight artists, Dylan Votaw, says participating in Momentum Tulsa helped him become more confident as an artist in a professional environment.
Before Momentum Tulsa, I really hadn't had the opportunity to do anything outside of like art class, which is a sort of assignment-based schedule. You know, every 2 weeks I'm making something. But for this, I had like 6 months and a pretty large budget to put towards a piece. I learned a lot about the sort of pressure of deadlines and how to like manage my time and like get all the necessary components ready. So it was really great to like work with a real curator. It felt just like more legitimate than like your typical sort of art school happening. So I feel way more prepared to actually like engage in art institutions outside of OU, and I also feel more prepared to submit proposals to different art events.
Votaw says he values Momentum, not just for his opportunities through the exhibit, but also for its contribution to the art scene as a whole.
People should understand there's actually a lot happening in the arts in Oklahoma, and Momentum, twice a year, Momentum is really a great way to kind of tap into the undercurrent of like the art scene.
For Assignment Radio, I'm Lydia Theben.